AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is allowing emergency abortions in Idaho, at least for now. An opinion was briefly posted yesterday on the court's website. This reverses the court's earlier order allowing an Idaho abortion ban to go into effect, even in medical emergencies. It does not resolve the issues at the heart of the case, meaning it could return to the Supreme Court. The High Court also rejected a nationwide settlement with the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma. It would have shielded members of the Sackler family who own Purdue from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids, but the settlement would have provided billions of dollars to fight the opioid epidemic. The Supreme Court also stripped the Securities and Exchange Commission of a major tool in fighting securities fraud. The court is also stopping enforcement of the EPA's plan to limit downwind pollution from power plants. Tonight in Atlanta, it's presidential debate number one. President Biden has faced questions over his age. He's 81. 78-year-old Donald Trump was recently convicted on felony charges in New York. University of Michigan professor Aaron Call says the new format for this debate could help Donald Trump.
He was criticized in the Cleveland debate in 2020 for interrupting both Biden and the moderator Chris Wallace, and so constraining the candidates could eliminate one of the things that Trump was criticized for and cause him to be more disciplined.
Recent polls show both candidates are disliked by majorities of Americans. New research shows wildfires in Canada last year burned huge chunks of forest, spewing far more heat-trapping gases than planes. Scientists at the World Resource Institute and the University of Maryland calculated the impacts. Professor Alexandra Chukovina says the impacts go way beyond Canada.
We all saw pictures of smog in New York City and other cities on the east coast of the United States. So it's like a catastrophic emission which has health consequences.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are barely budging in the early going on Wall Street as markets wait for a key report on inflation. The S&P 500 was up about 0.2% in the early going on Thursday. NASDAQ Composite was up 0.3%. The Dow was little changed. Walgreens Boots Alliance sank more than 24% after reporting results that fell shy of forecasts and cutting its outlook. The company said it could close hundreds more stores in the next 3 years. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note slipped to 4.29%. The government releases a closely watched report on inflation on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thousands of doctors in England are staging their 11th walkout in a long-running dispute with the government over pay and working conditions, disrupting hospital services just days before the UK general election. Junior doctors have been locked in the pay dispute since late 2022. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.